And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor, that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. The earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. He stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord hath given a commandment against the merchant city to destroy the strongholds thereof. And he said, But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came unto Iconium. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.